1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. On U.S. military aid to Ukraine, among other things, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll hold votes on four separate measures.
80% of the money that would be allocated in this legislation is for replenishment of our own weapons and stocks. I mean, this is something that makes sense. What we're doing is funding America's industrial defense base.
Senate Majority Democrats voted quickly to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans miffed, but says Senator John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democrat.
This was just like a really bad show that I was forced to watch.
Former President Trump's campaign says fellow Republicans who use his name and image must split at least 5% of money raised with his fundraising committee. An undetected low battery charge can cause loss of electrical functions like driving power. In some recent model years of Bronco Sport Maverick, says Ford, recalling hundreds of thousands. This is ABC News.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is asking for responses to Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that seeks to recognize the constitutional right to abortion in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood wants the court to take up a lawsuit by Sheboygan County's district attorney. The groups in the Planned Parenthood case have until a week from Friday to respond in writing. Labor leaders fear lawmakers will try again to loosen child labor laws in Wisconsin. Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14- and 15-year-olds, but it's another story in other states.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area Board of Education passed a motion to create a third consolidation scenario during a special board meeting this week. They feel the two consolidation plans currently in front of the board don't have enough community support. The third plan will continue to address budget deficit and consolidations and closures while minimizing student movement and feeder pattern disruptions. Several public information meetings are scheduled to provide feedback on Scenario C. The Green Bay School Board has a new member now. The board voted 4-2 Monday to appoint Reginald Rick Crossan to the position vacated by Laura Layton and Warren, who resigned in February. Crossan was one of 15 people who applied for the position and one of six who interviewed. He'll finish the remainder of Layton and Warren's term, which ends in April of 2025. After that, the position will be filled through a spring election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the eighth, still no score. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang, the runner at second base. Blake Perkins comes up to bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground ball left side, it's through base hit. Here comes Terang.
Wow, how about that? Blake Perkins, they bring the lefty in. That's his strong side, the right side.
The Brewers win 1-0 to avoid a sweep. Bryce Wilson, the starter, held San Diego scoreless, followed by the bullpen.
Our defense is, you know, it starts with Willie and William behind the plate. And you think about Bowers and Hoskins at first. And we got the best second baseman in baseball. And, you know, our third baseman have come through. Dunn had a good game defensively today. And Ortiz is learning the position, and he's spectacular there. And our outfield defense hasn't been great as we thought it would be, but defense is the best friend of the pitching staff. It all kind of works together, and then you give your offense a chance to work.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight and a low in the low 40s. A few showers tomorrow morning, then clearing and breezy for the afternoon, high in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and low 50s on Friday. Sun, breezy, and around 50 Saturday, but to the upper 50s with more sun Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is Wednesday night, educated educators talking education. Our friends from education. And from Educators Amplified, Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie are in the house. And Johnny Lupinacci swinging in there at the last second there, dude. We are so happy to see everybody.
Oh, yeah, man.
How's everybody going? How's everybody doing, I should say, not going?
Well, why don't you talk about your situation
Well, anybody
first,
who's watching
and then
on
we'll...
the Facebook. The... Yeah, I was going to say, anybody watching... Anybody watching on the Facebook, the Twitter, or the YouTube channel, it's like, whoa, what happened to Tim's studio? I am in the basement in southeastern Ohio under a tornado warning right now. And so,
watch out. And
there's my wife down there with me.
Hey.
And we are just making
safe shows for Mom Michelle.
Joanna said, wait, that's Mom Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah, Mom Michelle from all the rallies. Mom Michelle, I remember Mom Michelle. Here she's going to put her face there.
Oh, I love it. Awesome.
But yeah, we're just making sure we're being safe and making sure that everything. What's up?
It's really dark out.
Oh, yeah. So
it shouldn't be dark yet.
It shouldn't look like that behind us.
Oh,
as Michelle
no.
was saying, the darkness.
Oh, look at you. No matter
okay,
what,
but,
you throw up.
Hey, you know what? Busted Pencils Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's for real, man. And we
Rude
do it. We show
home.
Up, you know.
Yeah.
The ability to do the show always takes precedence over even a tornado. I mean, now... If you see us ducking or a little bit, I'll try to bring the computer with me. It'll be an on-location during the tornado show. It can maybe, you know, who knows, it'll win a Wisconsin Broadcasters Award for, you know, the most action-oriented talk show ever in Wisconsin history. Oh, I'm just rambling on. Johnny Lupinacci, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna. Well, actually, though, welcome. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, how are you two doing?
I can check in first. Roll call. I'm doing
okay.
Okay,
Joanna.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Things are good. It's a midweek, right, in education land. And so we're through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday's a couple days away. But actually, things are good.
Nice. Teacher Hallie?
Yeah, I would agree. Things are going good. You know, what's interesting. I was just talking with some teachers that were saying, you know, they're into April. They've got a full month of May, then June. So it's a little bit of the anticipation, but also spring break has already happened. So they're like, there's anticipation to things being over, but also kids being like, we're done. And it's only April. So, you know, it's normal teacher, student, you know, it's part of the craft as an educator, but that delicate dance between kids being like, all right, I'm tuckered. And like, we've got more to do, you know? Mm. So just talking to teachers.
Well, we had last night. Yeah. Think about it. So last night, you know, it is April and Joanna, you were talking about this. We had a new teacher, Mrs. K, on last night from Colorado, just talking about, you know, she's a fourth grade teacher and the continuing drama of state testing in the state of Colorado and her fourth graders, and just looking at them and watching them doing the 3 hours of testing and then looking at the essays that they're writing and then realizing she's never going to be allowed to read them. The parents are never going to be allowed to read them. They're going to be shipped off into, you know, where standardized tests go to get graded. And then she'll, you know, the students will be ranked and she'll get the scores next year when the students have already moved on to the next grade. Just the fun happiness of state testing season. And realizing, though, too, coming into the show tonight, looking at Wisconsin, report coming out of Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, 60% of teachers in Wisconsin indicating that within 6 years or less, they're planning on leaving the profession. And Johnny and I are sitting there wondering about, okay, talking to Mrs. K last night, knowing what is happening, is this part of the teacher exodus? And how does testing season really kind of come at you at that moment in time? That if you were thinking about, you know, maybe I can hang in there, maybe I can do it, but after 2 weeks of testing, how much do those 2 weeks solidify in some teachers' minds that going, that's it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore? Just a thought throwing out there, Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, if you want to bite on that thought.
Well, hearing about Ms. K, thinking about the report that came out in Wisconsin brings me back to 2017 when a group that Hallie and I were involved in did our own research. And we had three significant findings regarding the professional status of teachers. One was the members were really concerned about the erosion of professional status. Two, conditions and climate. And three, retention. And I'm looking at the report right now with a quote that was like, I thought this would be my forever district. And I'm sadly coming to the realization that it's not. I have no future here. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. My wonderful coworkers are no longer a strong enough reason to stay. And it was 9 out of every 10 millennials reporting that they had serious thoughts of leaving due to unclear processes, a lack of voice in decision making, frequent changes to pay structures, and a high focus on standardization and a lack of autonomy in the classroom. So this was back in 2017, and we didn't do that report until so the problem precedes the report that we actually created. And all I can say is there really has been no serious effort to structurally changing what is happening to teachers here in Wisconsin.
No, there has not. I'll add to that. I'll be honest. Fine. Maybe they found this 6-year statistic and they feel like it's impactful, but I will say I roll at it because I'm like, there are teachers. Like, it's just so focused on a short-term issue, and then all the solutions that will come from it is really deprofessionalizing the profession of teaching. So it turns into, how do we make it easier for people to be teachers? Or how do we just get people in the door? But no one talks about how do we keep high-quality professionals and the fact that we do have high-quality professionals.
And that is what I meant, Hallie, by the lack of serious effort, right, at a structural reform. It's like this constant reaction and then really low-grade solution. What made me laugh was, again, the thing about frequent pay structures. Because how many years did you have and how many different pay structures did you experience?
I was in the classroom for 12 years, and I think I had 7 different pay structures.
Right. And all of those were with, like, right? You were told
it's gonna be better.
That, like,
it's going to be great. And look at this huge increase, and it'll be worth it. And oh, yeah, they were the next best in sliced bread 7 times.
It was a shell game. And so yes. how can a professional believe in that?
Yes.
That's not stable. That's not steady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teacher Hallie, you're hinting to something I want to come back to. However, first, we've got Jack from Merrimack on the line. I always like to hear from Jack. Jack, what's happening, our friend?
First of all, to give you a little background on me, in case people don't know, I retired from teaching after 40 years and spent the time teaching at grade levels from sixth grade up through roughly sophomore university level, and taught in public, private, and parochial schools. So I do have a little bit of a background to have an idea what I'm talking about. And the first thing I'm going to say is that Act 10 really is a discouraging situation for prospective teachers. My son, who did not graduate that long ago from one of the state universities with a degree and a certification in social studies teaching, moved out of the state of Wisconsin into Minnesota. And right now, because, of course, he's not fully certified in Minnesota, he's doing subbing jobs. But he was attracted from that when I mentioned something that appears on occasionally has appeared on Native Roots Radio as an ad, which was a $10,000 signing bonus for new teachers from the St. Paul, I believe it was St. Paul School District in Minnesota. These guys are serious about trying to recruit teachers. And Wisconsin, that is just the opposite of the case. We're doing about everything possible to discourage it.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, you think about that and the way that comes across, particularly right over the border in one state, and to see the difference. I wonder, you know, to Act 10, and we talk about that in Wisconsin, we probably need to really kind of reacquaint listeners, you know, to saying, like, what happened in Act 10 was truly the biggest attack on public school employees in the country at the time when that happened. Governor Scott Walker literally took away the collective bargaining rights, deprofessionalized teachers, and set in motion this reality of going, you say, you know what, it's a teacher exodus. And what is it that fuels that exodus? Well, one of the things that happened in for you guys in Wisconsin at that time really was this whole, wow, we have no ability now to advocate, to talk about what we need. In fact, if we even do that, it's against the law to talk about the realities. And in fact, collective bargaining was outlawed, correct, Teacher Joanna?
Well, yes, having a collective bargaining agreement, right, is against
Act 10.
Is not allowed through Act 10. And but you know what is sad about it, too? So like it's terrible, but